It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio for audio description of ballet as Northern Ballet's production of Casanova continues around the country on tour with audio described performances. And I'm now joined here on Connect Radio by both Northern Ballet's musical director, Jonathan Lowe, and Pippa Moore, their artistic and learning assistant and audio describer, to find out a bit more about Casanova and their other audio described performances. Hello and welcome to Connect Radio, Pippa and Jonathan.
Hello, Toby.
Thank you for having us.
Firstly, Pippa, would you be able to give me a bit of background to Northern Ballet's production of Casanova? So I think this is a revised and restaged production, which sort of tells the story and explores the hearts and minds of the man behind the mask.
Absolutely. Yes, it actually premiered in 2017. Kenneth Tindall was the choreographer, Christopher Oram was a set and costume designer, and Kerry Muzzy produced an original score. It was really a fantastic creative team. I don't think much has changed, actually. It's pretty recent ballet and it's been brought back to the stage due to popular demand, and it's very much the original production from 2017. And this creative team is just fantastic. I think the word that springs to mind every time is just lavish. Everything about it is lavish, from the music, the costumes, the sets, the dancing, and hopefully you'll find the AD as well lavish as well. I think Casanova, because it is he's a historical figure, it was really important that the ballet was factual. And we also had on board a historian called Ian Kelly, who actually wrote Casanova's biography. And he was enlisted to help write the synopsis. And he was able to, you know, make it true to history, but also give the ballet a modern edge and relevant to today's audiences. I think the ballet covers a large section of Casanova's life. While it doesn't shy away from his passionate affairs, I think you'll find, and the aim of the ballet is to find, that there's more to it than him just being this Lothario. He was very much a man of vast intellectual, creative and sexual energy. And I don't think many people know that he wore many hats or masks, if you like, because Venetian masquerade. But he was a trainee priest, a spy, a gambler, a polymath, and a musician, and even created the first French lottery, for heaven's sake. But his main ambition was actually to be taken seriously as a writer, and he could write in four languages and speak six. And his memoirs, which he was advised to write from a doctor that was thought to help with his depression, ended up being 12 volumes long. And what's fascinating is that they are the most reliable source that we have of European social life in the 18th century today.
Jonathan, as musical director for Northern Ballet, what can you tell me about Kerry Muzzy's almost haunting, dramatic and film-like score for Casanova, which is obviously played live at every Northern Ballet performance by the Northern Ballet Sinfonia?
Yes, indeed. And the word I would very much assign to the score, it goes very much back to what Pippa said. It is indeed a lavish piece of music. It's got a sumptuous orchestration. It is melodic. It is tuneful. It is certainly something that will stick in everybody's minds as they leave the theatre. But you mentioned that it is cinematic. It is cinematic in a sense that, like I said, the tunefulness, but also the atmosphere and the very specific way the music enhances the atmosphere of each scene. So the ballet starts in a mass, in a grand church, and the music reflects that by having an austere orchestration, an atmosphere that you could almost smell the incense when you hear the piece. And that feeling of the music and the action on stage being hand in glove runs all the way through the ballet, so that there are certain themes which are assigned to, for example, Casanova's relationship with Bellino. There are certain themes which are assigned to Casanova's personal anguish. And these little melodic fragments are then all brought back together at the end, when Casanova essentially goes through this whole inner torment and his life almost is played back in front of him. And the music does that. And therefore, the score is cinematic in a way, not just it sounds like it's a score that could be from the cinema, but the experience we have, the marriage between the music and the action, gives everybody a cinematic experience, which I hope will enhance everybody's enjoyment of the ballet. And of course, to have the luxury of the wonderful Northern Ballet Sinfonia playing the score live every night, giving the dancers the energy and responding to the slightly different nuances that people do on stage is a real pleasure and a joy for me, and I hope for the audience as well.
Jonathan, and for you, Pippa, why is it so important to have the musicians playing live, and what is that sort of relationship like on stage between the dancers, the conductor and the musicians when the dancers are performing?
Well, it actually starts in the studio already, but by the time you get to the performance, it's usually a very smooth relationship and a very respectful one as well, because you're both hoping that this sort of marriage comes together for the optimal result. But I mean, I wouldn't be without performing to live music. It's incredibly exhilarating. And it's just that immediate response that you have to have as a dancer and musician. And also for the people listening to it, nothing beats it in terms of being a performer.
Pippa mentioned the word marriage. It's very much, in a sense, it's a marriage in that there are so many wonderful moments when we can be as together as possible. But there are also moments when we just have to discuss and iron out some of our understanding and differences. And as Pippa said, it very much comes from us spending time in the studio. And actually, from the musician's perspective, and I speak from that perspective because that's who I am, actually put aside a little bit of our insecurities, our shyness, if you like, in a ballet studio, and not be afraid to go and speak to a dancer and say, oh, that step that you were doing. We may not have the terminology, we may not know a gargouillard from a pas de char, but we have to be able to go and break down a barrier and go and initiate the conversation and say, what can I do to help, or what am I doing something here that isn't particularly helpful to you? And therefore, once we've ironed out all those differences, as Pippa said, when we get onto stage, it should be a pretty smooth and enjoyable process. One of the phrases that dancers use all the time, and I remember that all the way through, is that the music goes through them. And it, to me, as a muggle, I'd imagine it must be a bit like if you are in the gym and I'm running on the treadmill, and I'm really using that music to help propel me to push for that 30 minutes or 45 minutes on the treadmill. Having that music goes through you, and therefore it's understanding the energy that the dancers need and what type of energy they need for a particular step, and at Northern Ballet, a particular emotion and dramatic intent that our dancers are so wonderful at, and hopefully giving them that every night in a live performance setting.
Just quickly to mention, because Jonathan, I don't know how much you realise how much your conducting influences the audio description as well, because you're not only conducting the dancers, but when we're talking, your energy that you give to us, that's how much voice we give, or how our pitch is, our pace. And of course, we can't go back on what we're saying either, just like the dancers can't go back on the steps. You know, it's happening in real time. But it's just really interesting to, you know, hear from your perspective as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
Pippa, for the upcoming described performance of Casanova at Sadler's Wells on Saturday the 14th of May, and at other performances on the tour too, there will be, alongside the pre-show, introductory notes and inside talk for blind and partially sighted people too before the described performance. What will blind and partially sighted people be getting from the inside talks?
Right, well, if you come along to Sadler's Wells on the 14th of May, like you said, between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m, I will give a talk. I will introduce the characters, the scenario, and we'll also be on stage. So there's the opportunity to see and feel the set. And then there's lots of costumes and shoes and wigs. We'll have a full sort of touch tour, if you like, of everything I can possibly give to help sort of set up the performance. And then at 2:15, before the show starts at 2:30, we'll do the introductory notes, which go through and in a lot more detail. Yeah, really everything that would be involved in the show, describing the set, the costumes, and some of the dance names that we'll use throughout the production as through the AD. So, yeah, it's a whole hour of information and experience, hopefully.
Jonathan, are you working on any future Northern Ballet scores at the moment? And if so, can you tell me about anything, or is it all a bit top secret at the moment?
Not particularly top secret, I'm happy to share. So we have just given a week's worth of performances of David Nixon's The Great Gatsby. And that's another one of the company's really fine scores, which returns to the theatres in Milton Keynes and in Cardiff coming up at the end of May and in the first week of June. That is a score that is a bit different to Casanova. Casanova is a score that really hits you at your emotional heart, whereas Gatsby also gets you at your emotional heart, but at the same time, it will also leave you tapping and jumping and doing the Charleston as you leave the theatre into the night or into the evening. So that is a real joy to have alongside Casanova. And then beyond that, we're looking forward to performances of The Little Mermaid, which is a beautiful atmospheric score by Sally Beamish, which will then be followed by the ever gorgeous and the wonderful score of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker towards the tail end of the year. In between, we've also got a mixed bill, which I'm really thrilled to be part of the creative process for one of our choreographers, Mitsudzeli November, who is actually making the score himself. And I can't share a huge amount on that one, but I'm very happy to share that it is a score that is full of colours, which are from Mitsudzeli's home origin of South Africa. They'll be drumming, they'll be singing, and they'll be wonderfully evocative sounds from the music department. So it is going to be a wonderful year coming up for the rest of 2022.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and we look forward to that. The next Audio Describe performance of Northern Ballet's Casanova will be at Sadler's Wells in London on Saturday the 14th of May at 2:30 p.m. with that inside talk at 12 p.m. And the next Describe performance will be at the Lowry in Salford Keys on Saturday the 21st of May. Pippa, if people want to find out more about Northern Ballet and some of the great productions that Jonathan's just talked about with Audio Description, where can they go to find out more?
So, Toby, whether to find out our AD performances for live on stage or for our digital platforms, the easiest place is to go to northernballet.com and all the information will be there. For our digital dance, we go to Audio Described Films, and for our other work and information, it's all there on northernballet.com.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Pippa and Jonathan from Northern Ballet, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio about Casanova and other great Northern Ballet Described performances.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Toby. Goodbye.